And it'll be over soon, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say October. Yeah.
Chase, what's the big countdown? I mean, you probably got that, don't you?
You know, I haven't fallen off the wagon. I just haven't kept up as much as I should.
Well, again, all seems to be okay. There's not trouble in paradise yet. They get down to like three games, then you might not need to.
Yeah, then you start getting.
So we got a new Denny's in North Bryan?
Yeah.
You been?
No.
Okay, neither have I.
Where is it?
It's in North Bryan.
Well, no, it's like
2018 and Highway 6.
Oh.
You mean like way out there.
Darn near in Hearn.
Well, excuse me. For Bentley. Folks who live in North Bryan, they're going, what? What do you mean way
Well, if you're in.
Well, from here.
Yeah. From here. Yeah.
Where I'm sitting right now, take me a while to get there.
So it's even like.
Can't run out there and get to-go order and come back before my next newscast.
So it's out there like just north
of. Oh, let's give it a try.
Yeah. Ready, go. Yeah,
it's north of OSR.
Yeah, no, that's not North of OSR.
That'd be way too far.
That's Benchley.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's out there, I guess, by the.
Where 2818.
Right by near Davila Middle School.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it. So by the athletic complex. Yes, exactly. And then we got this Genghis Grill coming in where the video rental place used to be on University.
Right.
And then La Peep will either be, a secret or a moving location? Do we know?
Yeah. It's going to be in a truck.
It'll be a truck that'll set up around construction sites. And that'll go over big. That'll Peep food to go over big at the construction
sites. Betcha.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
You ever eaten at La Peep?
I think I have. The one in Houston.
Not
bad.
Yeah, and Chewy's is going to be at the mall. Is that right?
That's the word.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we need a Mexican restaurant in this state.
We don't have enough.
We just don't.
I look at it this way. As far as my favorite Mexican food restaurants, Chewy's can go ahead and open, and that will alleviate some of the crowds at my favorite places.
Yes.
So
I would agree. I would agree.
By all means.
Come on in. And there'll be, I guess, other secret things that we don't know about yet.
Yeah, we haven't confirmed, but there's supposed to be definitely one we're hearing or we understand, and possibly a second new place there there at the mall next to Chewy's.
So. All right,
and Joe's Crab Shack and Hooters, where are they going to be?
Right, right next to Pappas.
They are. The Pappas are going to bring all of their stores in here.
Right.
Don't worry, we'll have it all right here because we've got the population base to support.
They're going
to
build a Bucky's and put a Papado's in it.
Yeah, that's what I would think it'd probably work. Yeah. Nobody ever thinks about business.
Right.
They just think about what they want, and that's fine. So.
Right after they open Tavern on the Green.
Yeah, that'll be here soon.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget about Schlitterbahn College Station.
That's right, and Disney.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming in.
You weren't supposed to talk about Disney. Come on, man.
You're right.
And I guess that ink joint's not going to be as big yet. We got to wait till the boys and girls who control the purse strings over in Japan make that determination.
Yeah, that...
Never hurts to dream. Never hurts to hope that it's going to happen. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello. Wait. Okay, go ahead. Hello.
Hey, speaking of Hooters, whatever happened to them? Weren't they supposed to?
Yeah, they were going to. I think there was a little neighborhood pushback. And
so Hooters pushed back?
Well, it just...
From the table, is that right?
It just becomes a situation. I don't know enough about that operation. That franchise holder may have had options.
Because Scott's never been there.
No, I have. I've been there once. I have.
I was just covering for you.
Yeah. Actually, I've been there twice. Once it was closed, which is, there's not much to it then. But,
no.
Kind of underwhelming at that point.
Yeah, Scott's peeking in the window,
Hello? Hey, are you there? But anyway, this person who has the option in Bryan College Station may have had an option in another market, and when the pushback came, they just went, I'll go someplace else. Yeah, they're just in it for money. So, anyhow.
Speaking of nearby restaurants,
yeah,
and I don't know if this was a repeat or not.
It was.
You tell me.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Yesterday on the Sunday morning show, which Scott and I like, they repeated then their feature from Royer's about their pies.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it before, but they repeated it yesterday.
Well, they used to be here a long time ago.
Bill Geist.
It lasted for a while and went out. It was at the old Pacific Coast Highway location. That's which is what a nail salon now at Southwest Parkway in Texas.
That was almost the secondary location of death for restaurants.
Yeah, it's been a lot of things.
At least three different things.
We're hoping they're doing.
But they've been doing nails there for a long time.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't open a restaurant there anytime soon.
So hey, if you love garlic but you hate garlic breath, researchers recommend a milk chaser. Okay. BBC report, and of course that would taste great.
Mm-hmm.
BBC reports tests have shown that milk considerably reduces sulfur levels in raw and cooked garlic cloves. Sulfur is what gives garlic that garlic smell. Researchers found that water and fat in milk help to get rid of the smell. And for the best results, they recommend sipping the milk as you eat the garlic. Oh, even better.
That's right, because as you're eating pizza, you want to wash it down with milk.
I think it's a great idea just to go ahead and do that. Okay, we all remember the first time we saw Suzanne Summers, do we? Do we? Do we?
It was sure. A TV show.
No, it was probably an American Graffiti, wasn't it?
Go.
She was the girl in the back seat. Well,
that's right, she was.
Fast forward, what, like 30 years, 35 years?
Yeah, at least 35.
Some things never change. Blame an accident on three cute girls in a car, kind of, on I-84 in Boise, Idaho. Two guys on motorcycles come up alongside a car that has three girls in it. They start flirting with the girls.
How you doing?
Yeah, something like that. One of the bikers reached out to touch one of the girls riding in the back seat of the car.
Look, but don't touch.
That's when the two motorcycles collided. One guy lost control of his bike, shut down four lanes of traffic for the entire afternoon. One of the bikers was hospitalized. Police tell KBOI, K-Boy, that's great.
Well, it's Boise.
Yeah, that the driver of the car, not the biker, will likely be cited for inattentive driving.
Oh, my God, he's looking over here. Oh, my God, he's looking over here.
But wait, the girls were in the back seat. How is the driver of the car at fault?
Well, it could be that, well, three girls in the car, two could have been in the front seat and one in the back. That's what we don't know.
Oh, okay.
And so as a result, the driver, look, he's so cute. And, ends up maybe swerving out of her lane. That pushes one bike into the other. But inattentive driving.
Mm.
So there. Thank goodness we never make fun of people's names here. I don't know if you realize that or not.
Yeah, our apologies to anyone named Ted for the last half hour.
Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, we would be talking about Forrest Frankenstein of Hamilton, Ohio.
Go on.
Well, Forrest apparently got a little too liquored up at the Toby Keith concert.
It was that Red, White, and Blue song.
It
gets him fired up
every time Toby sings that song.
Every time he talks about putting a boot in your keister.
There you go. Anyway, yeah. Apparently got a wee bit liquored up at the concert, threatened one of the sheriff's deputies with a knife.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not good. After being placed in the squad car, he did kick out the rear side window of the vehicle, rendering it unusable. Deputies put him in another patrol car where he repeatedly banged his face into the partition, injuring himself. It'd be Forrest Frankenstein.
Oh, even he had that waffle look on his face.
He did. Even at the hospital, he continued to threaten the deputies. By the way.
He didn't have cocaine squirreled away, did he?
No. Have we had a follow-up? Never mind.
We don't want to follow up.
Anyway, the guy, we should actually be completely accurate. The guy's name is Forrest Frankenstein.
The third?
Junior. Yeah. Because after all, we wouldn't want Daddy having to have the sins of the son visited upon him.
That's right.
Junior. Well, despite the recent upbeat news, Detroit's big three automakers, Bloomberg Magazine, reports U.S. auto sales at a 28-year low. Did we know that?
Mm-mm.
Man, new sales figures just come out, but analysts think that August sales, probably 1.6 million vehicles, slowest since August of 1982. All right, here you go. It says a group of diehard Star Wars fans. Yeah.
Has there ever been a non-diehard Star Wars fan?
I don't think so. You're either in it or you're not. They are now asking NASA to build a real-life hyperdrive like the Millennium Falcon uses. Okay, NASA's hanging on by its nails, guys and gals. Hey, man, if you build a Millennium Falcon, everything would be cool. According to MSNBC, NASA had a booth at the annual Star Wars celebration. Oh, well, wait. Well, that's self-induced misery.
Yeah. I was going to say, they're inviting it at that point.
Yeah, don't be pointing at the Star Wars.
You know what would be good is if your organization could actually come up with a real-life hyperdrive.
Yeah. In the middle of it, he's pushing the glasses back up on his nose while he's saying that.
Oh, here's my schematic that I think could make it work. It's drawn on the back of a Big Chief tablet. I had lots of time in my mom's basement to do it.
That's right. Very good.
Certainly not encumbered by a personal life of any variety. Except my online persona. You should check out my Facebook page.
And my three bogus email accounts.
Right.
According to MSNBC, they had the booth there at the Star Wars Celebration Convention in Florida. That's where an organized group of Star Wars fans and filmmakers reportedly
they're banding together? Is
they are. We're going to surround the booth until you build a Millennium Falcon. Anyway. They lobbied the scientists to get to work on that light speed technology right away. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Yeah, we'll
Sparky.
We'll be there before you know it working that one out for you. Gary Kurtz, the producer of the original Star Wars film, was there. He says the idea of traveling at light speed is appealing because spending 6 months traveling to Mars doesn't seem very exciting.
No, he didn't say that. He said, "Who arranged for me to be here?"
Yeah. I have my former agent who's the one who got me here. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Look for a 40% chance of rain today. 93 is the high, a 50-50 chance of showers tonight. It'll be about 76. Tomorrow, heavy rain, 70% chance of rain in the forecast, 86 for our high, then a 50-50 chance of rain on Tuesday night and on Wednesday, and we'll continue to have maybe a 30 or 40% chance of rain for the balance of the week. So that's very promising. And right now, humidity is 88%. Winds are from the east at 3. We've got fair skies and 75 degrees out there.